This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We have been considering some takeaway lessons we can apply to our own lives based on our study of the book of Habakkuk. One final lesson can be put this way. If we share God's message authentically in word and through the way we live, God will assume full responsibility for the outcome of our obedience and faith. Habakkuk might not have seen the positive outcome during his lifetime. God doesn't promise that we will either. This is seen in that great chapter on faith, Hebrews 11. Verse 6 says, "Without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him." Habakkuk came to the place where he reaffirmed his faith in God. He believed not only that God existed, but that He was known to do mighty works. As he reviewed in his mind some of those mighty works, it says he stood in awe of God's deeds. This gave him courage to plead, "Renew them in our day, in our time, make them known, in wrath, remember mercy," Habakkuk 3:2. It was at that point that he waited patiently for God to do what he had promised. We don't know if he actually saw the fulfillment of God's promise during his lifetime. He did see it by faith, Hebrews 11:1. There were many listed in Hebrews 11 who believed and saw fulfilled what God promised. But there were others who experienced suffering and even death without receiving what had been promised. God only asks for faithful obedience. God assumes full responsibility for the outcome of our obedience and faith. Trust Him.